Here's a thought I'll title Sample Notes. And it's a follow-up to a Here's a Thought commentary from earlier this week when I was talking about note-taking. And very shortly after I posted that one, I received an email from someone saying, essentially, all well and good, I love the idea of taking notes, but what notes do you take? Do you write down f-stops and shutter speeds and that kind of thing? Or is there something else that you recommend we do as we take notes? And that got me thinking about what I actually do capture. So I went back and I looked through a whole bunch of notes that I've captured in my OneNote notebook. And here's what I came up with, a bunch of them. I'll try to race through these. The first thing that I capture a lot of is potential project titles. Usually a title is something that needs to be three or four words, relatively short and snappy. At least that's the way I think about them. And I run into these phrases all over the place. Sometimes I'll see them, you know, in something I'm reading, or it'll come up in conversation, or I'll just think of an interesting combination of words, or I'll see something on a billboard or whatever. So potential project titles. I don't even have any images in mind at that point, but I don't want to lose that three or four words that could possibly be a title for something. It might actually give me incentive to do a project about that. Related to that is I'll write down a phrase or a sentence of text. And that, again, could be something that occurs to me or something that I've read or even a quote that I've run across in a book somewhere. I'll capture notes that have picture ideas, particularly about juxtaposing things that don't normally go together. What could they possibly do with one another? And that'll spark a creative idea that might develop into a project. Oftentimes when I'm doing sort of portrait of a place photography, I'll need to have some notes about the history of the place so that when I go to prepare the text or describe it, or if I want to do some research, I at least have the name and the location and why this place is important, if it's a state park or a historic site or something like that. I'll write down notes about different occasions when I've shot a subject that might be the same subject, but completely different locations or decades apart. But it'll occur to me, oh, you know, I did something in 1978 that might relate to something that I'm photographing today. I need to go back and compare those two and see what I can combine. I'll occasionally make notes about the weather. I'll often make notes about the research that I need to do. I need to look something up on the internet, or I need to call someone and ask some questions about this, that, or the other thing. And part of that research is to think about books or other photographers who I've known have maybe approached this subject matter, and I can learn from them and at least see what they were thinking when they were photographing a similar subject or the same place or whatever. An obvious one is I'll make a note about the correct spelling of names and places that I'm photographing. This is particularly critically important when I'm in Japan or China, and obviously I've got language barrier problems, so I'll ask someone, how do you pronounce this, or how do I spell it in English, etc. I love literature, so I'm constantly reading things, and oftentimes I'll find quotes from books that I'm reading. Maybe I'll read a couple hundred pages and only make one quote, and then every once in a while I'll run into a book where it seems like I've got a new quote on every page. Well, in the past, I used to keep track of those notes by putting bookmarks or sticky notes or something like that. Now I'll just photograph that page into my OneNote notebook. That's one of the things you can do in OneNote is take a picture, and then take that picture and have it extract the text out of that picture as editable text. So that's how I gather quotes or passages from all kinds of books that I'm reading that might lead to something creative. Similar but more audible is that I'll transcribe conversations that I overhear. So if I'm in a restaurant somewhere and I hear someone having a conversation that's interesting, I'll record it maybe, or I'll jot down notes about it that I can maybe do something with in a project down the road. On rare occasions, but I do from time to time, I will confess that I will write a haiku or possibly a haibun, and that'll be a seed for something that I don't want to lose. Another area of note-taking that I do with great deal of frequency is questions that I have from photographing something. What would this look like if I were here at a different time of day or a different season? Or what do I need to learn about this place? Or I need to come back with a special piece of equipment that I don't have with me to photograph this place. Or why did they build this building this way? Or who owns this piece of property? There's always some kind of question that I develop from photographing something. Those make it into my notebook. One of the things that I love to do when I'm working with text, or even when I'm just refining my own ideas about something that may or may not have text, is I'll use the thesaurus, because I want to look up specific words that lead me to other words that might be a closer match to the way I'm feeling, that might have finesse or subtlety that I really want to capture. And rather than just use the first words that come into my mind, I'll refer to the thesaurus and find alternatives. And finally, one of the things that I do more these days than I used to is I'll actually capture a picture in OneNote. One of the things that you can do with OneNote, I think you can do this with all the other note-taking, Evernote, etc., too, is you can use your smartphone to take a picture right in the OneNote app or the Evernote app, and then add text that goes with that picture. So that's a good way to make notes for follow-up, too. So those are some of the kinds of things that I do when I'm gathering notes, so that I don't have to remember them later, and so that when I go back to actually work the project, at least I can do so from a running start, because I've captured these notes to at least get me started.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.